Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
It's a Thursday night at the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. We're taking it at 10 o'clock, where we'll be followed by Homegrown Sports Show. Got it right.
With the Homegrown Sports Show. Do you know where I was thinking about going tonight? I can't now.
Why? Where?
I want to go to Juicy Burger.
Juicy Burger's great.
I want to go to Juicy Burger. They're all closed.
They close at 10 o'clock. Oh. By the time we're off the air, you can't.
You should go.
I'm...
Not you. You, y'all.
The listeners should go.
Yeah,
go absolutely. They should go to the... They've got two locations. They've got one in the Denver Tech Center. They've got one in Thornton, right off of the Thornton Parkway and I-25 junction. Just go Thornton Parkway east for about half a block to Grant Street. Take a left. It's right there. They have got the best burgers in town. I'm not kidding you. I will drive.
Tell them we heard this on the Darren Copeland Experience, so we decided to come here.
If you do that, you'll get $2 off your next meal. You try their freshly made onion rings, their deep fried jalapenos, char burgers, Ditka dogs. It's all malt. good food. It's amazing.
Malt.
We're drooling. Handmade shakes and malts. It's amazing. It is enough. It will give you a smile. I guarantee you every time you eat there. When you're hungry. Oh, also check them out at juicyburgersanddogs.com. They also do Uber Eats. They do cater. So if you've got your bar mitzvah coming up or a sweet 16 or you just want to party with some good food, give them a call. Remember, when you're hungry, just say, I love Juicy. There you go.
I want Juicy.
I want Juicy.
I love Juicy.
I want Juicy. Yes.
How do you say it? I love Juicy.
Yes. That's
like that.
It's just like that.
Yeah. You did it best. You win.
Yes.
You win.
You win.
I win.
Darren wins the woos. Give him the woos.
Woo!
Woo!
When you win, you get the woos.
The funniest part about that is it sounds like baby kittens. Because that's how they meow. They go, meow!
I don't know. I've spent a lot of time around baby kittens. Is that different from adult kittens?
Yes, adult kittens are more like meow.
When do they go from adult kittens to just cats?
After puberty.
Okay. What's
meow.
That called?
Meow. It's a very uncomfortable phase.
Sounds like a mule.
Meow. Well, his voice is changing. Meow.
Yes. If they're getting body hair in places they weren't expecting, you know.
Well, we follow, you know, you said that off the air, which made me laugh. He said, yes, their balls drop. But unfortunately, or fortunately, we all listen to Bob Barker, and we know that you must spay or neuter your pet. So those balls drop early. And by early, I mean they drop on the floor.
So I used to work for a nonprofit. I did some work for them who specialized in spaying and neutering just cats.
Was it called Cutting Them Off It?
Nope. It was
That would be funny for a nonprofit, Cutting Them Off It. Cutting Them Off It?
It was not. It was not called
Should've
that.
Should have been. Cutting Them Off It.
It does. I don't know if it still exists, but we put together this campaign called
Cutting Them Off It.org.
It was not. It was not that. We did this campaign called Nurse Nancy, and she, you know, was going around. We did some videos, and it was great. But one of the things was, if you have two cats, a male and a female cat, just start with two.
Yep.
Neither are spayed or neutered. Within 6 months, there's the potential to have almost 600 cats.
Awesome.
That comes from just, because you know a cat can actually have sex at 3 months old and can get pregnant at 3 months old.
Where are their parents?
Well, that's the thing. Cats don't really play that game either. They're like, hey, kittens. All right. See ya.
Do you know what that sounds like? It's like, oh, Friday night orgy. Meow, meow. So that's what that really is in Cincinnati.
If I go to an orgy and that's what I hear, I'm going home.
You're like, welcome to the cat house, and here's the orgy. Meow, meow, meow. Here, let's play that. Hey, welcome. Can I find you a table?
No, you cannot. I'm going home. Thank
hey,
you.
How about these two delicious people over here?
Nope.
Come on. Look. Meow,
If I go to an orgy and that's what it sounds like, I'm not sticking around. I am not staying.
Oui, oui.
I want my orgy to sound much more sensual.
Just play that in slow motion.
I don't think that's going to make it better. Don't think that's making it better.
Oh, you know what? I can make it better. I can make this better. No. I can make this better. I'm gonna have to take a second. Can I take a second to gather myself? What were you gonna talk about?
I thought you were gonna make it better.
I am gonna make it better.
Well, make it better.
Okay.
Do it.
Do you know what? Imagine that these were the cats. Okay. And then we just add a little music to it and we can do a remix. There's only one song it could possibly be.
Okay.
There's only one song it
For people just tuning in for the very first time and have no idea what is happening, welcome to the Darren Coughlin Experience. That is a combination of Cincinnati Reds baseball fans wooing at ball games combined with the music that we use for our bowling updates. Enjoy.
Laser cat bowling, meow, 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 meow.
That is fantastic.
Brought to you by the Darren Coughlin Experience.
That is fantastic.
All right, that's our bowling update from now on. Meow!
No, we've got to save the woos for when you win something. Like you win an argument or you make a great statement, you get the woos. If you put it in with the bowling update, it takes away the luster.
Maybe
on
it was,
you win something.
Maybe it was Ric Flair night.
That was that actually came up. Is this a Ric Flair thing? But no, it was bark at the park.
So, yeah, no, it was bark at the park. In the video, there's a guy with a little dog.
It's got like a basset hound or something. And it was doing it? Or was like the...
No, the dog wasn't doing anything. The people trying to get the dog to bark.
So the people were trying to get the dog to bark, and they were like, woo! Was it like a chihuahua?
Probably some sure. kind of weird...
Well, you know...
Just drunk guys at the stadium like, hey, let's howl at the woo! Dog.
Woo!
Come on, dog! Do it! Dude, talk to, woo!
So do you realize that this is how the most famous golf hole in golf is created, right? So in the Phoenix Open on the 16th hole where they have the stadium that's all around
right.
It all started by a bunch of drunk guys who wanted to watch Phil Mickelson play, and they were just out there just heckling everybody, like 10 guys. And then the next time it was like 40 guys, and the next time it was like a couple hundred, and the next thing you know, it's, you know, they fit 50,000 people around that hole. Jeez. Meow! I mean, now we're going to have meow!
Congratulations, drunk sports guy! You created something else to mock.
Laser cat bowling! Laser cat bowling!
You can't mix the two. You got to keep, I mean, you can, but we can't do it all the time because it takes away the impact of the woos if you use it also with the laser cat bowling.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get laser cat bowling as my ringtone.
Just download it.
I don't think it's as easy as you believe it is to find laser cat bowling.
We play it right here on the air.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, someone found it.
Okay, laser cat bowling.
Listen. This is not the time to be downloading laser cat bowling. We've still got half a radio show to do.
Why we're in a break?
Fine.
Meow! Meow!
We still have a minute, guys.
No, meow! But I'm sorry. He's got stuff to download.
Got important stuff.
He's got important stuff to download.
I got an idea. Let's talk hockey.
I'll talk hockey. I have nothing to say about it, but I can talk about hockey. 7-game series came to a close last night. 2 of them. Washington Capitals choked again.
All right, that's all the hockey talk.
It's Darren Coughlin. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.